the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Welcome back into the Coach's Conversation this morning on this Saturday, the day after Week 0, opening week. Week 0 is still hard to understand and comprehend, Coach Adelot. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
49-6, the final score. Warriors over Brighton. Kind of an unfamiliar foe, Brighton. Have you ever played Brighton?
Never played Brighton. They called back when the schedules opened and wanted to play. And obviously, at Riverdale, you look for anybody that'll say yes. So
if they call you, there's a pretty good chance you're going to play them if that week's open.
There's a possibility that we will consider that.
The phone doesn't ring for you very often,
no,
does it?
No, unfortunately, when you're out searching for five games, you're just trying to put something together, and it worked out. So,
I'm not sure that they'll ever do that again after last night, 49-6. 65 yards, three plays, got the ball rolling last night with a touchdown. I think you did swap the first possessions, but after that, kind of kept things rolling last night. I'm sure you're pretty pleased with how the first half went.
I thought, not having seen the film yet, I thought the first half we played with a lot of intensity. I was really impressed with our defense. You know, it was a lot of bad press and whatever last year with our defense and this and that, you know, and we're just young, and this year we've got older kids, we've got some things squared away, and I thought Bobby Wells and his staff had a great plan, and you know, they didn't deviate, they just went out and got after them and competed for every ball, and I thought Brighton was an extremely good offensive team. They had me worried that they were they are a good football team. I think it'll play out that they'll win a lot of football games. I thought we were just ready, and the first half we took charge and, fortunately got the mercy clock running, which really shortened the game with a team like that. We could have been there to 12, 1 o'clock, you know, no huddle, throwing the ball every down. So that was a really big first half for us.
You know, that was an interesting thing that happened last night. We were a little ahead of everybody doing the broadcast from Oakland. However, you all caught up there toward the end of the game, the Siegel game. There were people pulling out as I was going home. So, you know, that game went extremely long. And I kind of figured last night might have been one of those long nights, being so hot, being a week zero. Where we were, it was a pretty well-played game. And from what I understand, the same thing at your place in terms of not a lot of penalties, not a lot of, you know, lag in the play.
It wasn't nearly as sloppy as you'd expect a first game to be. It was very hot, and again, I think defensively, our guys set the tone and gave us a lot of opportunities. I mean, I thought offensively we were so-so. I'll have to grade the film. You know, we did some good things, but I think we got a lot of things to work on offensively. But defensively, we competed and made it very, very tough for them to move the ball at all, much less hit us with big plays.
Well, when you have a score like 49-6, obviously a lot of people will point to the offense, say you put up a lot of points, but you're saying last night it was the defense that kind of set the tone in a 49-6 win.
Well, we had one block punt for a score. We had a couple of picks that put us in, a couple of fumbles that put us right on the doorstep. So I think it's a little misleading, the number of points. I think the defense did more to set the tone and to set the basis for the score than the offense did.
Rushing last night, about 320 yards or so, 54 yards in the air, and 35 yards of that 54 was a touchdown pass. So 4 of 8. I guess you would take that with that many rushing yards?
I thought we were a little sloppy throwing the ball, but we did hit a couple of big plays with it, and we are going to throw the ball, you know. I'm not to say that we didn't do anything offensively. I thought our first two drives were extremely, extremely good. I mean, we took the ball the length of the field, first two, maybe, I can't remember the third drive. It sort of kind of kind of but the first half, especially in the first quarter into the early part of the second quarter, we did some good things offensively. And I thought we were a little bit off throwing the ball last night. We'll have to go back and look and see what issues were there.
When the mercy rule clock runs, does that kind of get you out of rhythm? Or you just don't pay any attention to the clock rolling?
Well, fortunately, when you're standing on the side where it's rolling and you're winning, you're worried more about trying to get some people in, trying to get some people off. I think the biggest thing is trying to get your money players off the table. You know that the clock is going to move, so it's going to be – it really, really shortens the game. So, you know, those are the kind of things that go through your mind. Get it going, get it running. Get those money guys off, and I would have liked us to play with a little more intensity in the second half, but it's tough when you go in at half, it's 42-6. They know the clock's going to be rolling. You're getting the ball, you know, everything's stacked. I thought we were a little bit, especially offensively, defensively, you know, they pitched a shutout the second half, so, you know, and obviously there were several, Brighton went for it on several fourth down situations, and you know, I thought they stepped up to the plate a little bit better than we did. We wound up, I think, first two possessions had to punt, so we didn't really help things.
Yeah. Well, I know that sometimes it goes really fast. You had a chance to put in some young. Anybody surprise you that came in the game in the second half? Did you see some things you liked from some of the young guys?
Well, again, I think we got some guys there that are borderline right on the fence, and I think more it's just a mental thing of them just saying, okay, you know, we know they have the talent. It's you know, without seeing the film, it's hard to say how they graded out, but we know we've got four or five guys there that could really help our football team by simply just believing that they are ready to play. You know, we feel like they are physically, and we see signs of it mentally, but we just need them to take that extra step and to show us that, and that could really help us depth-wise and get some guys off the field in some critical times.
Your quarterback, Dylan Woodruff, a lot's been said about that young man. A great sophomore season last year. Expectations are really high. There's a lot of pressure. It's pressure to be a quarterback at Riverdale High School, isn't it?
There is. You know, I try to tell Dylan, and I've told him this on several occasions, as I tell every quarterback, probably the guy that gets the second most criticism for things going wrong besides me is him. So he's a great kid. You know, I know he had a lot on his mind. His grandfather died on Thursday. You know, he keeps
Mr. Denton Woodruff, I believe.
Yeah, I think it was on his dad's side. Yeah. And to the family, we're awful sorry for that. And our thoughts and prayers go out to them. But, you know, Dylan is a very, very stoic. He's solid as a rock, you know. But I know he had a lot on his mind last night. And, you know, and he just tries to produce. He's never too high. He's never too low. He just goes out there and does what you ask him to do every day.
Well, I saw a lot of that, and I know you have. You've been around this kid a lot longer and much, much more than I do. But just looking at him and last year, you could really tell that he was a leader. He was going to do what he needed to do. And so and obviously a great football player. So to have that's kind of a secret weapon. I mean, a quarterback is – everybody has a quarterback if you're playing football. But to have someone who is rock solid, who can lead the team, not too up, not too down, can be cool in a pressure situation. That's a lot for a 16, 17-year-old kid. You know?
It's a tremendous responsibility. And to think that we've got him for two more years, including
feelings,
this year.
It?
No, it doesn't. You know, I think you look from the professional level, prior high school through professional level, teams that have quarterbacks that are returning, you know, they're not going to do really, really bad things to beat themselves a lot of times, you know. So that gives you an up, and obviously Dylan is as good a kid as I've ever worked with, and he's a pleasure, and it's, you know, and I hope we hope he has a great year and we keep him protected, and I think he will. He's already physically tremendous, looks tremendously better than he did last year, and you know, he knows what he's doing now, and it's even going to get better.
Coach, last night, again, going back to the defense, I had some notes here that they had minus 5 yards rushing the ball last night, Brighton did, according to the D&J stats. So if you take that into account, It doesn't really matter. Well, obviously, if they have 600 or 700 yards passing the ball, they only had 240, 300, 230 yards, let's say, in total offense, and you make them one-dimensional, it really shows your defense did a heck of a job.
I just can't tell you how impressive that is, having seen Brighton, destroy some people last year and, in the scrimmages this year, we hear that they destroyed people. And, I'll have to say one of the strengths of our football team is our defensive front. And Jeff Breeden obviously does a great job with those guys. He's been with me since I've been at Riverdale in 06, and he was there prior with Gary. And he's got some guys up there that play. They're very athletic. So, for him and those guys to be able to do that without a lot of help from linebackers, even though there were some linebacker help, that really played big for us, so we could play. We didn't have to lock up in a lot of man coverage and that type of thing.
First one's always good to get, Coach, but they're always looking ahead to the next one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure, especially
short-lived.
The morning after. And it's kind of a different week for you all this time because you're playing on a Saturday night. It's a long road trip to Louisville. I'm sure you'll make an event out of it, though.
Well, I'm sure at Riverdale we will. It'll be a fun time. I think the kids will enjoy it. The thing that we've got to understand is we're going against a great, great football team with a great, great tradition, like one of the top programs in Kentucky. And I think St. X won last night 70-0. So, it'll be interesting. We'll get some film this morning. It's on the way back, and we'll see where it goes. We'll go up and we'll certainly line up and give everything that we've got.
St. Xavier is one of those kind of storied programs. Riverdale is one of those storied programs in Tennessee. This Bluegrass High School Football Classic is kind of a neat thing in its first year. How did all that come about?
Well, we were approached, and, I had mixed feelings about it, knowing that we would go against that. I know that, there's some extras thrown in for the kids. They get to stay. I think we'll stay Saturday night, and they're fed a couple of times, and we'll get to play at the Papa John Stadium. I think we are the third of three games or the fourth of four games. I can't remember exactly. My mind's been elsewhere. I'll probably look at all that today.
Fourth of four, I'm pretty sure.
Fourth of four, which means we'll probably play late. And But you're playing on a collegiate stadium, and I thought that would, that intrigued me because I thought, that's something special for the kids that they'll never have an opportunity maybe to do ever again in their life. And our principal, Mr. Nolan, has some connections with his family and wife up there, and he wanted to do it, so I'm the idiot that scheduled it. So they approached us, and we agreed to do it.
Big lights. I mean, when you get into a stadium like that, a big place, I have no idea what crowd will be like. I'm sure Riverdale will take a very good contingent being on a Saturday night. They always seem to travel pretty well. So it's kind of a big-time special highlight thing. I guess in the back of your mind you worry about do they get too much in awe of this?
I think probably we call it an opportunity game. They've, I think, sold or have 6,000 tickets that they expect to sell. So we feel like, it don't matter how many we bring, there's going to be more St. X people because they are there in Louisville. So, and as a coach, there's no place to hide in a stadium that big with the lights that bright. But, hopefully we won't have to. We'll go and get after them and show them that we can play a little bit down here. And, that's our hopes and intentions. And it's an opportunity for our kids to show themselves in a little different light.
We have been from one end of this state to the other and, all across the Southeast. Jeff Jordan even went to Florida and California one time. John and Donnie and I have been to Columbus, Ohio to broadcast, and we're going to go to Louisville next Saturday after a Friday night of football as well. So we look forward to the trip, and we always look forward to a good opportunity to broadcast in a great atmosphere and a good road game because that means a couple of food trips.
Yeah, so. Should be a nice press box as well.
I would think so. I think we'll have plenty of room there. So,
amen.
Coach, we appreciate it. Thanks for joining us here, and we'll see you next Saturday night at Papa John Stadium.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Appreciate
Ron Adelot joining us this morning. 49-6 victors over Brighton last night in the Week 0 action. We're going to take a break, come back, and we'll have more here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, Prentice Alsop, Heating and Air, Coach's Corner.